Courtney, I want to thank the Country Living Association for doing this great research to show how new media is such an important part of those who live the country life. I kind of would have guessed that, but it's nice to have some verification, isn't it?
It is, Chuck, and we're going to be offering a lot more opportunities for people living this rural lifestyle to engage in those new media opportunities.
And this is not to suggest, by the way, that traditional media is not important to them at all, but I just had to get that in right off the bat, you know. But first of all, tell us a little bit about the information that you and Susan presented to us here this morning.
Well, where do you want to start, Chuck?
What did you do in this survey? Just kind of brief description of the.
We covered the basic demographics, and then we looked at what are their values and their motivators, and how that shapes their decision making. And then we looked at outside influences and how that shapes their decision making, and how it all fits together.
So, what were some of like the key things that stood out to you? I mean, obviously the new media thing hit me right in between the eyes, but
yes,
but I know there were a number of other key types of information you found from that.
There were two main things. As Susan pointed out, we need to be looking at this market outside of agriculture. We're not the only ones marketing to them. There is a wealth of information being supplied to them. So we need to take that into consideration. And then also look at what are their spheres of influence? It's their friends and neighbors and retailers. So really, how do we develop those opportunities for companies to go out and build those relationships and become that trusted resource?
Well, one of the things I thought was interesting that I heard was that this might suggest that there are some co-marketing opportunities where a traditional ag company maybe could consider looking at what are some of those more retail-type vendors or companies that they could partner with to market, right?
That's right. And our struggle being with the Country Living Association has been getting the companies outside of ag to really realize that this is a viable big market. And Susan's in a better position because with market direction, she can look at both sides of the issue and talk to companies outside of ag and get their take on it. So I think that there are a lot of opportunities. I think it's a long process.
Well, I know that you said at the beginning, or she did, that this was a subscriber, was done for subscribers. Is the information going to be made available publicly other than this forum here at all?
If you subscribe.
Okay. And how do you do that?
Talk to Susan Spaulding of Market Directions, and she'll be able to.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and a good presentation here this morning. I think everybody got a lot out of that, and we appreciate you doing it here at NAMA Trends in Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.